ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड एवरीथिंग इज दि ब्रह्मन रिवील्ड इन दि उपनिषद्स। मे आई नॉट डिनाय ब्रह्मन मे नॉट ब्रह्मन डिनाय मी लेट देयर बी नो स्पर्निंग ऑफ मी बाय ब्रह्मन लेट देयर बी नो रिजेक्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मन बाय मी मे ऑल दि वर्च्यूज दैट आर स्पोकन ऑफ इन दि उपनिषद्स रिपोज इन मी हु आई एम एंगेज्ड in the pursuit of the self, may they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the 7th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad, which is aptly termed as Bhumananda. In our last class, we were discussing the 16th section called Satya Brahma Upasana. So, Sanat Kumara taught Narada that one who speaks with the highest truth, he becomes super Ativadi. Earlier Ativadi, one who had identified himself with Prana or Hiranyagarbha, he becomes ordinary Ativadi. But a person who goes beyond and who identifies completely with Nirguna Brahman, he is called super Ativadi. And that is what Swami Vivekananda meant. Each soul is potentially divine, even though we have to translate it as each soul is none other than Brahman. So, how to attain to that? Narada, as we saw earlier, he felt by attaining identity with Hiranyagarbha or Prana, Prana Brahma, so he thought that is the ultimate goal. But a good teacher, he will not stop there. So, a first class guru, like a first class physician, until the sick person is completely cured, he will not give up. Sri Ramakrishna's teaching, we will recollect later on. So, there are several steps are there. So, you must first know, says Sanat Kumara to Narada, if you wish to speak truth, you must speak the truth. So that is why in courts also, circumstantial evidence is very much emphasized. So if a person had only come to know something through hearsay, somebody told to somebody, that somebody told to somebody else, and that is not accepted. Have you seen directly? So that is circumstantial evidence. Under the circumstances, are you witnessing with your own eyes? So, unless a person knows what is Satyam, then he cannot speak. Then, to understand Satyam, what is the ultimate reality? Satyam, Jnanam, and Brahma, Brahman, Atman are synonymous words. So, one should know Vijnanam. Vishesha Jnanam. What is Vijnanam? That which we come to know about other than me, other than ourselves. So if I know every single thing in this world, even if I know, that is called jnanam. But if I know, even though it is appearing as many, many, many things, like reflections in 100 mirrors, a person who is seeing his own reflections, he knows this is only my reflection. So, the same Atman manifesting in every mirror. What is this mirror? Body, mind, B and M complex. But the person whose reflection gets limited, so that which becomes limited, cut and confined only to that particular body and mind, that is what we call a tree exists, a man exists, a dog exists, etc. That is not paramarthika satyam, that is vyavaharika satyam. So, one has to know paramarthika satyam. We will also discuss a little bit about it soon. So, visesha jnanam means what? That even though I am having, seeing, experiencing infinite, almost infinite number of things, but they are not infinite number of things, they are only reflection of infinity, one Brahman. And for that vijnanam, one has to first hear it from the scriptures and then deeply think about it. But to think deeply about it, we have to know it from something which is called Shastra or from somebody which is called Guru. So, for that we have to reflect. First comes Shravana, then comes Manana, then Nididhyasana. But this go on reflecting, so that to reflect without any reflection, without any kind of distortion, restlessness, one requires tremendous amount of Shraddha. If a man was being pursued by a huge, hungry lion, he cannot think of anything else. Just even to imagine this beautiful imagery, you require tremendous concentration. So go on imagining this kind of examples. Or in the Vedanta Sara, we got an example. A person's hair has caught fire. Somehow, somebody poured petrol, and that is what gangsters do, that is what fanatical people do, and they threw even babies into the burning ovens, and they say, it is all to please my God, like that. So, if a person's head is on fire, and he sees a beautiful cool, a lake of, a pond of cool water, even a bucket will do. What will he do? He wants to go and dip his head into that bucket or pond or whatever to put out the fire. Can that person think of anybody? Very interesting example. So suppose such a person is running like a mad person, and then Sri Ramakrishna comes and says, oh, I am so pleased to see you. Especially I came to have a chat with you. Let us have a chat, GPT. Do you think that man wants Sri Ramakrishna to come in between the water and his burning head? No. That is called viparama vyakulata tadvismarane parama vyakulata iti. So, for that to contemplate in that way, one must have the Shraddha. What is the Shraddha? A hungry tigress is running after you. And what is that hungry tigress? It is called Kala. It is called death. Ayur nashyati pashyatam pratidinam kshayam yati evonam pratyayanti gataha na punarna divasaha kalo jagat bhakshakaha. So this is a beautiful hymn we get to Shiva Parada Kshamapada Stotram. So, only a person who had intense Shraddha, only such a person, he will be able to think undistractedly with one pointed concentration. But how to obtain the Shraddha? For that, నిస్తిష్ఠ, నిష్ఠ. వాట్ ఈస్ నిష్ఠ? వెదర్ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఆర్ నాట్, మై గురు టోల్డ్ మీ, సో ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫాలో ఇట్. ఐ నో హీ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ రెస్క్యూ మీ, హీ విల్ సేవ్ మీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్. బట్ టు అటైన్ టు దట్ నిష్ఠ, వాట్ షుడ్ ఎ పర్సన్ డూ? హీ మస్ట్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ఆల్ ది ఇంజంక్షన్స్ దట్ ఆర్ డైన్డ్ బై ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్, యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ యూ షుడ్ స్ట్రైవ్ హిస్ బెస్ట్ నాట్ టు డూ వాట్ ఈస్ ఫర్బిడెన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విధి అండ్ నిషేధ ఇన్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్. సో నిష్ఠ ఇస్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ కృతి. అండ్ వై డస్ ఏ పర్సన్ వాంట్ కృతి ఆర్ యాక్షన్స్? బికాస్ హీ వాంట్ సుఖం. వై డూ పీపుల్ డూ యాక్షన్స్ విచ్ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ ఓన్లీ పుణ్యం? బికాస్ హీ వాంట్ సుఖం. బట్ వై డూ పీపుల్ డూ రాంగ్ థింగ్స్? డూ దే థింక్? అండ్ ఇఫ్ దే థింక్ దట్ దీస్ యాక్షన్స్ విల్ గివ్ మీ మచ్ మోర్ సఫరింగ్ దెన్ ఐ కెన్ బేర్, డూ యూ థింక్ దే విల్ బి రియల్లీ డూయింగ్ దెమ్? నో, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ థింకింగ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఆర్ దిస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఈజ్ అన్ అబ్స్ట్రక్షన్, అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అబ్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఐఎమ్ అండర్ గోయింగ్ సఫరింగ్. ఇఫ్ ఐ కెన్ రిమూవ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఐ కెన్ బి హ్యాపియర్ పర్సన్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ దిస్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండింగ్. బట్ ఏ పర్సన్ మర్డర్స్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ సుఖం, టెల్స్ లైస్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ సుఖం, అండ్ డస్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈవిల్ థింగ్స్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ సుఖం. బట్ ది సేమ్ పర్సన్ హీ విల్ ఓన్లీ కమ్ టు హిస్ సెన్సెస్ బికాస్ సఫరింగ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్ యాజ్ అ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మఫల. దెన్ దట్ పర్సన్ విల్ టర్న్ టు పుణ్యం, అండ్ దెన్ హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ పుణ్యం గివ్స్ హిమ్ సుఖం. దెన్ ఎ టేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వైన్, ఇట్ ఇంటాక్సికేట్స్ ది పర్సన్. అండ్ డస్ ఇట్ స్టాప్ దేర్? నో, ఐ వాంట్ ది సేమ్ సుఖం కంటిన్యూస్లీ. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ బికమ్స్ అడిక్టెడ్. అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ ది మోర్ హీ డ్రింక్స్ ది లెస్ సుఖం ఆర్ లెస్ డ్యూరేషన్ లెస్ ఇంటెన్సిటీ హీ విల్ బి గెట్టింగ్. అండ్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్పస్ హీ బికమ్స్ ఏ హ్యాబిచువల్ డ్రింకర్, హ్యాబిచువల్ స్మోకర్, హ్యాబిచువల్ ఈటర్, హ్యాబిచువల్ టాకర్, ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా. సో నౌ వాట్ వీ సీ దట్ వీ వాంట్ సుఖం. వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సుఖం వీ వాంట్? నాట్ టెంపరీ సుఖం, క్వాలిటేటివ్లీ, క్వాంటిటేటివ్లీ అండ్ టైమ్ వైజ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఇన్ఫినిట్. దట్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ సుఖం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ భూమానంద. నౌ లెట్ అస్ గో బ్యాక్ టు డిస్క్రిప్షన్స్ బ్యాక్వర్డ్స్. వీ ఆల్ వాంట్ భూమా సుఖం, భూమానందం. అండ్ సో వీఆర్ సీకింగ్ ఓన్లీ భూమానందం. బై మిస్టేక్ వీ థింక్ భూమానందం కెన్ బి గాట్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ అండ్ ఎవరీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఎస్పెషల్లీ సమ్ స్పెషల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. బట్ సోన్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎస్ దెర్ ఈస్ సమ్ సుఖం, బట్ దట్ సుఖం ఈజ్ నాట్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ బట్ అట్ ది ఇనిషియల్ స్టేజ్. దట్ సుఖం ఈజ్ అబ్టైనబుల్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ కృతి ఆర్ యాక్షన్స్, అండ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఇన్ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ త్రూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. ఓ ఐ డిడ్ దిస్, ఐ వాజ్ హ్యాపీ. ఐ డిడ్ దస్ అండ్ ఐ వాజ్ హ్యాపీ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ రిపీట్ దట్, వెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ రిపీట్ దట్, యాజ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ యాజ్ ఐ రిపీట్ దట్, ఐ విల్ బి అబ్టైనింగ్ సుఖం. సో నిష్ఠ, కంప్లీట్ ఫెయిత్ దట్ దిస్ యాక్షన్ లీడ్స్ మీ టు సుఖం, దట్ ఐడియా మేక్స్ హిమ్ నిష్ఠావాన్. అండ్ నిష్ఠ ఇన్ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ బికాస్ హీ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ఇట్ లీడ్స్ టు శ్రద్ధ. అర్లియర్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ దట్ వేదాస్ ఆర్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు టూ పార్ట్స్. వన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్, ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ కర్మకాండ. అండ్ ఇన్ కర్మకాండ వేరియస్ రిచువల్స్ ఆర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ విచ్ లీడ్ వన్ టు నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇహలోక సుఖ. సో మ్యాన్ కెన్ హ్యావ్ లాంగ్ లైఫ్, గుడ్ వండర్ఫుల్ ఫ్యామిలీ, హ్యాపీ చిల్డ్రన్, లాంగ్ లివ్డ్ చిల్డ్రన్, వెల్త్ అండ్ కీర్తి, ప్రతిష్ట. వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ హౌ దెర్ వాజ్ ఎ ప్రేయర్ ఇన్ ది థర్డ్ అనువాక ఆఫ్ ది తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్. ఐ వాంట్ దట్ మేధ, ఐ వాంట్ దట్ యశస్, లెట్ ఆల్ పీపుల్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవరీ సైడ్ ఎట్సెట్రా. సో దిస్ Nishtha, that is, a person goes on doing what he believes brings him happiness, and he follows karma kanda, and he gets the results. As a result, he will develop Shraddha, Shraddha in the karma kanda of the Vedas. Then, after some time, his eyes become opened. Not only karma kanda is there, jnana kanda also is there. What is the difference between jnana kanda and karma kanda? Karma kanda, definitely it will give higher happiness, but it will come to an end. Whereas jnana kanda will lead to permanent happiness. So the same Shraddha with which, because of his experiences, he believes in the Vedas, now slowly turns to the higher ideal. So that Shraddha, and through Guru, that person, he hears, you must strive to realize Brahman, to manifest your potential divinity. For that, he requires a teaching. And the teaching comes through a teacher. And he has to go on mulling over it until all the doubts are completely eliminated. This is called manana, or herein called matihi. And in course of time, this manana leads to nididhyasana, which is called vijnanam. And this vijnanam makes the person realize satyam or Brahman, then he can become a super ativadi. This is the process, and from 23rd onwards. So what is bhumasukham? How to define infinite happiness, etc. So until 26th section. This 7th chapter has only 26 chapters. Okay, earlier one, 6th chapter, only 16. So this is where the steps leading Sanat Kumara is guiding Narada slowly and slowly towards the realization of Brahman, which is called Jnanam. We have seen Satyam and Jnanam and Anantam are not three qualities, but the very nature. Satyam, it qualifies Jnanam, Jnanam qualifies Anantam. So what is Satyam? That which never deviates from its nature, that is called Satyam. And this is, how is it related to Jnanam? Because every Jnanam in this world doesn't lead to non-deviation. So you have faith in an object, in a car. Car becomes old, it becomes useless. One day it breaks down. It served you well in the beginning. That is a Satyam. But this is a temporary Satyam. But that is a changing Satyam. So changing Satyam is not Satyam. It is called Asatyam or Asat, non-existence. So then the Jnanam will come. So what type of Satyam is going to make this Satyam non-deviating from its nature? Only God never changes. And therefore, that knowledge, Satyam, leads to knowledge. And we also have knowledge of many number of things which are finite. Therefore, specifically in the second Anuvaka, Brahmananda, Valli, second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. So, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Brahman is defined as truth, knowledge, and infinity. So, only infinity can give infinite Anandam. That is called Brahmanandam, Atmanandam, Purnanandam, by so many other names. So this is where the Satyam Jnanam, that Jnanam, what type of Jnanam? The knowledge of Anantam, infinity. And infinity is another name for Brahman. This is how we have to understand this, following the steps that are going to come. So section 16th, Truth or Satyam, Eshatva, Ativadati, and transcendental knowledge is that knowledge which is identical with transcendent truth. And that person's speech should be based on the realization of Brahman. So this is the real truth speaking, not finite truth speaking. Finite objects, they are also there, and the knowledge about them is called finite truth. But the knowledge of the infinite, that is called real truth, ananta, jnanam. So that is a person who knows that I am one with Brahman, his truth speaking will be super truth speaking. So real truth, then what to do? There are certain steps. First of all, our speech, ordinary speech, should be truth speech. We should not deviate. That's what Kshudiram, that's what Sri Ramakrishna, that's what Swami Vivekananda had demonstrated. Earlier, our Puranas are full of stories of Harishchandra, Sri Rama. He went to forest. The Dasharatha did not ask him to go. But when he gave boons to Kaikeyi, she said, when the time comes, I will ask. Now I don't have to ask. So this is how Dasharatha thought that it will be fine. But when the time came, she said, Rama should be sent to the forest Dandakaranya for 14 years. Very, very intelligent woman. Why? Because if you don't see somebody for 14 years, most likely you will forget about it. So one devotee, after hearing a speech, says that, Swamiji, how many new things I have heard from you today? Swami said, since how long have you been hearing my talk? For the last 1 year. So from the very beginning, I have been repeating the same thing. Now you are saying they are all new things. What does it mean? So he forgot. So what does it mean? Real truth. We have to speak truth even in this Vyavaharika world. That's what Rama represented. That is what Krishna represents. That is what Sri Ramakrishna, Kshudiram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, innumerable people have represented. So truth speaking is the first step. And truth speaking will gradually lead one to truth seeking. And in order to become established firmly in truth speaking, we have to follow the five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna. And you are familiar with that. So truth and knowledge are identical. Our speech becomes true because our speech should be based on the knowledge of the truth, even in this transactional world or secular world. So Sanat Kumara says, only that person who realizes the truth, only he can speak truth. Otherwise, he cannot speak truth. And he who can speak truth, he becomes super Ativadi, super speaker, that is truth speaker. So Narada says, please instruct me, initiate me into this mystery. My dear Narada, Sanat Kumara says, if you want true knowledge, it is tuned up with reality. But you must know what reality or truth is. So what is meant by truth? Only then can we aspire for truth. Narada of course says, Bhagavan, I would like to know what truth is. Satyam bhagavo vijignasa iti. Teach me what is the truth. Then he says, this is the essence of the 16th section of the 7th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. Eshatva ativadati yasatyena ativadati. That is, only that person who knows what is the highest truth, he only speaks truth, because he cannot speak anything else. And so that person becomes a truth speaker. Oh, so ham bhagavaha satyena ativadani. I would like to be such a super speaker of truth. Iti. That was the Narada's rejoinder. And again Sanat Kumara says, satyanteva vijignasitavyam. You must first of all know what is the truth? And for that you have to seek the truth. That is what Jesus Christ says, knock and it shall be opened. Seek and it should be revealed to you. So satyam bhagavo vijignasa. So instruct me in that truth. So we have to understand what truth Sanat Kumara was talking about and what Sanat Kumara was speaking about, how is it understood by Narada. So we are all studying this. So we should place ourselves at least a little bit in the place of Narada. So there are two types of truths are there, is what Shankaracharya's contribution, beautiful commentary, Paramarthika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam, absolute and transactional. So, truth about Vyavaharikam. Even wise reading of newspapers gives us so many truths about it. You know why I am specially telling? Sri Ramakrishna said, if I see a newspaper somewhere, somebody thrown, then 7 inches of the earth becomes impure. Of course, he doesn't know what he is talking about. I know better than him. Don't be surprised, don't be shocked, because he was an old timer, he could not speak properly. So he has to learn from me, I mean Sanat Kumara, all those things. So we are reading anyway, newspaper. We have to read newspaper. There is a technique of reading newspaper, and it reveals to us. What does it reveal to us? Great truths, not about God or Brahman, but about this world. What do these newspapers, or you can talk with somebody also, what do they reveal to us? So first, what is the first several lessons we can learn? What is the lessons? What are the lessons we can learn? First of all, what is the lesson? The world is ever-changing, and that is called Vyavaharika truth, transactional truth. It is not Nitya Satya, but it is transactional truth. There is nothing in this world which remains exactly the same. So the world is always changing, and that is the truth about this world. That is what the scriptures are also telling. Only they say it is temporary. What is temporary? Temper and worry. Some people pronounce temporary as a temporary. So I am just making a bit of pun, and fun also. So read newspaper. So you go back, Satya Yuga. So there were Rakshasas, Treta Yuga, Ravana. So who was Rama? So he is an embodiment of Dharma. And what happened to him? Ravanasura was there, and then he kidnapped God's own wife, Sita Devi. So in the, we are thinking, oh, everybody is great in Treta Yuga. Foolishness cannot go any further than that. Not only that, how many Rakshasas were there? One or two? First of all, so Vishwamitra took Sri Rama, and then on the way, first Rakshasi was Tataki. And then Rama refused to kill her. She is a woman. Then Vishwamitra had to convince him with great difficulty that because of her, so many people are being killed. So reluctantly or whatever, Rama had to kill. And then so many Rakshasas. Then this Maricha came with 14,000 or so Rakshasas. And Rama had to kill them. And Maricha escaped with his life and limb. That is what they say. And then Ravanasura came and he kidnapped Sita in the Dandakaranya later on. And Rama had to go. How many Rakshasas were there? Have you ever thought about it? Again, more than 14,000 Rakshasas were there. And he had to kill all of them. Then he brought back Sita. Then all Rakshasas were eliminated and he was employing spices. And then the spies, they went, and one of them came and reported, this one washerman is talking ill of you, O Rama. And we know the story. If you don't know, go and read. At least not Telugu. In 3 words, Katte Kotte Teche. He built the bridge and he killed Ravana
and he brought back Sita. That is Sankshipta Ramayana. What do you understand by that? Nothing. So what happened? Rama wanted to set an example. Even though she was so pure, fire itself could not burn Sita Devi. Agni Pariksha. And then all because of what? Some foolish people's remarks. Did Rama act rightly? Of course, Rama Bhaktas will come and kill me if I say no. But I'm only telling, fortunately, Rama is not here. So, he forever renounced Sita. What a terrible punishment for a crime which she never committed. Anyway, these are all some other ways of understanding Ramayanam. I don't want to go into that. But what about Dwapara Yuga? What about this Kurukshetra? Who are those Duryodhana and others? Were they not Rakshasas? That who is a Rakshasa? He who has got Asuri Sampat, he is a Rakshasa. Who are the Rakshasas now in Kalikala? All those people who tell lies, who are selfish, who steal other people's properties, and who kill mercilessly, genocides, they're all none but only Rakshasas. No doubt about it. So, Rakshasas were never absent. So, what is the point? The point is, this world never becomes pure. Only everybody is a Brahmavadi, Satyavadi. It is not going to happen. The balance will not be there. So, everything is changing. And according to logicians, there are two types of eternities even in this world. One is called Nitya Satya, another is called Pravaha Satya. So, Nitya Satya means Nitya Satya. Here is a baby, grows up, he becomes old, he dies. Every object in this world happens in the same way. So, that is why we call it life is kshanabhangura, temporary. That is the Paramasatya, that is ever change, continuous, constant change is called Nitya Satya. What is the other Satya? It is called Pravaha Satya. Look at a river. And the river has been, some rivers are flowing for thousands of years. As water, it is ever changing. But as the river continuously filling the water, and even though it is flowing, that is called Pravaha Nityatva. That is, it lasts a long time. The earth lasts a long time. Himalayas last a long time, etc., etc. This is called Pravaha Nitya. Anyway, so coming back, our bodies and minds are changing. Our internals and externals are changing. And so, what should we do? Do what should be done, but be an observer, like a maid servant in a rich man's house. What does it mean? This is not my home. I do everything, but I do not identify myself. So, live like that in a family. So, therefore, it is that is a lesson we have to learn. So, I love such and such a person. How long do you love? Even every day, if you happen to sleep 8 hours in deep sleep, this you are only loving for how many hours? 16 hours. Just one day you examine yourself. In 16 hours, how many times you remember your beloved child, beloved husband, beloved wife, etc.? Very little. You are busy in your own way. So, that is what happened. And if by chance you want to think of your beloved object for a few minutes more, that object becomes so boring. Afterwards, you want some other entertainment. This is the truth. Situations have changed. Previously, they used to fight with bows, arrows, swords, sticks. But now, they are fighting with drones, bombs, etc. But the truth of killing and being killed, that has not changed. How many families have become ruined by each other killing each other? So, death is more certain than even taxes. Or taxes are more certain than even death. So, everything is changing in this world. There is a, don't think because you have a first class fridge and Tesla car, don't think that it is going to give you permanent. Tesla car also is going to become updated, and then you feel so bad. Why did I not wait for a few months? So it is like that. Everything is changing. Love also changes. Relationship also changes. Friendship also changes. Read newspapers with this light and they should open your mouth. What happens? If you really understand this, the newspapers will give you a shock. Everything is changing, but you are in quest of something permanent. And that permanent cannot be got in this world. That is the greatest news in this world. That is what Yaksha replies in the Vanaparva of Mahabharata. So day and night, ahanyahani bhutani gacchanti ima mandiram seshah sthavaram icchanti kim ascharyam atah param. So go back to our Yaksha Prashna classes. Sri Ramakrishna is also observing. Oh, Hridu, once Hridu was always in search of more money. Once Sri Ramakrishna remarked to his nephew Hridu, oh, Hridu, if I knew this world is real, I would have paved Kamarpukur with gold. If Sri Ramakrishna knew this world is real, he would have accepted what Madhur Babu had given, what Lakshmi Narayana Marwari had offered to give to him. No, he knows these things should not be accepted. Why? Because they will take us away from God. That is the truth. So, love changes. What about hatred? That also changes. What about friends? They also change. What about enemies? They also change. So, amidst all changes, but there is one thing which is unchanging, and that is called the ever unchanging Sakshi or witness. This is the essence of this 17th, this one. So, there are so many stories are there in our flag. Satyameva Jayate. Recollect story of Harishchandra. So, for that he was ready to die. Truth speaking. Then, to that leads to truth seeking. But Narada had to be learned from the 15th section. A true teacher never stops his instructions if he finds his people is perfectly fit for that. So, until the disciple realizes God, he will not be satisfied. Sri Ramakrishna met Niranjan, later on Swami Niranjanananda. Sri Ramakrishna found out, like Totapuri found out Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna found out a perfect fit Adhikari Purusha. On his second visit, Sri Ramakrishna ran forward, embraced Niranjan and said, my boy, when are you going to realize God? Time is passing. Niranjananda started thinking, my head is not bothered about when to realize God. Why this man is having headache about my God realization? He did not know that he was a fit Adhikari and he was wasting his energy in what they call inviting the ghosts and ghouls and other things. Sri Ramakrishna very soon changed all that. And then Sri Ramakrishna used to compare a first-class guru to a first-class physician. You know, a third-class physician prescribes some medication, says, you follow this prescription. That's all. He will not do anything. Second-class physician, every now and then, he will remind him, are you taking the prescription? Are you following the diet rules, etc.? But the first-class physician, finding that the person is not following his prescription, throws him down, sits on his chest, and then he catches hold of his throat and presses it, and that until this fellow has no option but to open his mouth and pour the medicine down. I have seen how farmers use it to open the mouths of the cows and buffaloes and pour down the medicine. until they have no option but to swallow. So he also used to say, "Wretch, are you caught? You think you are caught by a water snake? You are caught, know for certain, by a king cobra, and only at best one or two croaks. After that, you will be croaking forever. You are not going to croak any longer." And these people are called Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. So, this is the essence of the 16th one. And then we will briefly enter into the 17th section. So, truth depends upon understanding. Because we should be after truth. But what is the truth? How do we know what is the truth? Any science book will only give us scientific truth. But Adhyatmika Satyam or Paramarthika Satyam can be obtained only by one pramana. I hope you remember, we discussed earlier what are pramanas. There are 6 pramanas and 5 pramanas are to obtain this worldly knowledge. And all the 5 pramanas depend upon one pramana, that is called Pratyaksha Pramana or direct experience. Whether you want to use inference or comparison, etc., that is, or absence of a thing, etc., it is all dependent upon the Pratyaksha Pramana. But supersensuous knowledge, knowledge about whether there is life after death, where is higher worlds, lower worlds, karmaphala is inevitable, and God has created the world, and He only created each one of us. He Himself became each one of us, and we have to reach Him. All these things are available only from the second part of the Veda called Jnana Kandam. In any case, even about the higher worlds, Karma Kanda alone can tell us. Nobody can tell. Does a ghost exist? Only a person who has seen a ghost, he knows ghosts exist. But otherwise, we have to turn to the Veda. Then Veda tells us, yes, Bhutas, Pretas, Pishachas, they also exist. And we must have faith in that. Therefore, in the 17th section, Vijanati. Yada vai Vijanati atha satyam dati. So, we seem to be in a vicious circle. So, why can't you tell truth directly? No. Even if I tell, if you are not fit, you will not be able to grasp that one. So, we say, this is true. That is true, and else is whatever else is also true. That means we are talking not the real truth, but changing truth, which is called Vyavaharika Satyam. But everything, every changing truth, like a rope mistaken as a snake, is not really a snake, but it is really a rope. This world also, even though it is a changing truth, but this changing truth totally is founded upon unchanging truth. So, O Narada, you can speak truth only when you know what truth is, but truth is not what you know now. The whole world is not true because it is limited by time, space and causation. So, slowly Sanat Kumara wants to guide him. So, we have to know, reach knowledge itself. But there are several steps, as I mentioned earlier. And so what is here? That Sanat Kumara says that to know the truth, you must know what is truth. First thing is, if you want to desire something, you must know such a thing exists and what is it? Is it good? Is it not good? Does it help me? Does it make me happier? Does it avoid suffering, disease, etc.? And then only it is possible. And therefore, one should desire to know the truth. And that desire comes only when one is certain such a truth exists. Venerable Sir, I desire to know the truth. And in answer, he says, O Narada, listen to this. And this section 17 is also only one mantra. Yada vai vijanati atha satyam vadati. न अविजानन् न सत्यं वदति, विजानन् एव सत्यं वदति, विज्ञानं तु एव विजिज्ञासितव्यम् इति, विज्ञानं भगवो विजिज्ञास इति. सनत् कुमार सेड् वेन् वन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दि ट्रू ओन्लि देन् डस् वन् डिक्लेर् दि ट्रू, वन् हू डजन्ट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दि ट्रू डजन्ट् डिक्लेर् इट्, ओन्लि वन् हू अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्स् ट्रू declares the truth. But one must desire to understand this understanding. Venerable sir, I desire to understand. So this is again a beautiful step which we will talk in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayoh Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhoho. May Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.